Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
And I think they portrayed what ultimately is the outcome of Saipan is that everyone was wrong. It was a very sad thing to happen and it was kind of needless. So for that, it's good. But for what it misses, it just, for me, it just misses so much.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Yeah, a little bit nervous. It's obviously unbelievable to be beside such role models, I suppose, for young kids, and to be put alongside them is very exciting, and it's a real honour and privilege, and for my family and everything. So it's exciting but a little bit nerve-wracking at the same time.
What were your kind of first thoughts when you got the call asking if you'd like to be involved?
No. I know, look, it's obviously an honour to get a call like that, and you're kind of in shock, really. I actually didn't know if it was a joke or not when I was asked first. But obviously, all the Laker Gales that have been done in the past have been absolutely unbelievable, and to be recognised like some of those incredible players is really, really special. And I think it's just really nice for my family as well, and I think my parents wouldn't have been happy if I said no. But you know, they're behind you the whole way through your whole career, and it's nice to be able to do something for them, and it was nice to get them involved as well, which was really important to me.
Was there anyone that was involved, family or teammates, that you were a bit nervous about what they might come out with?
Maybe my younger brother, Shane.
Everyone said siblings. Okay.
He could come out with anything. But no, two of the Kilkenny girls were involved. It was really special to have them. Two very good friends of mine as well. And then obviously family or grand, you know, apart from maybe Shane.
And I know I called you Grace Walsh at the very start of this, but I don't know, are you going by O'Connor now? Have to offer my congratulations. Just recently married?
Yeah, just recently married. And I'm still Grace Walsh for the moment. Might change the name eventually, but I'll stay how I am for now.
When you were filming, was there any particular game or moment that you were almost not looking forward to looking back at? Because it was a little bit of hurt there.
Yeah, I think after the 26 All-Ireland, We got back to an All-Ireland 2017, and I think that was probably the toughest one to take for me personally, and I wasn't looking forward to watching that back. I think it was that game where it was the last puck of a game where Julia White put the ball over the bar, and I was very close to blocking her and I just didn't get there, so that was kind of one that I wasn't looking forward to watching.
Yeah. On the opposite end of things then, were you surprised by anything that you almost had forgotten about when you look back on the career?
Yeah, I suppose there was probably lots of different moments throughout different games, watching them back and stuff, that you're probably thinking, geez, I forgot that happened or that happened, and a lot of really, really special moments with my teammates. There was one in particular, myself and Denise Gall, after a game where we just caught each other, we'd won the All-Ireland, and the two of us were just buzzing, and it was so nice to just look back on that.